Proclamation number 8577 of 1st of August, 1963. God offers a gift of grace of inestimable value. You hear the divine word directly from above. Your God and Creator speaks to you Himself, so that you learn about His will, so that a small light is lighted for you, in the light of which you can go your earth way and reach the right destination. So you will be informed through His direct address about Him Himself and His nature and about meaning and purpose of your earth walk. And when you just receive a little light about it, you already stand in a special favor. You receive a gift from your God and Creator, which you once had voluntarily rejected. But He knows it that without this His address, without the supply of a light from above, there is no possibility for you to return to Him, from whom you once had gone out. But He does not want to know you separated from Him forever, and that is why His love and favor gives itself to you again. He offers you a gift of favor, which you men are not able to appreciate at all, but He demands of you that you accept this gift thankfully and use it, so that it also becomes effective in you. He addresses you, but also demands open hearts, which receive and process His word, and then you will also be radiated through by power and be able to fulfill the will of God, which consists of you man leading a love life. His address is in effect as power and therefore must touch a man so that he feels urged to do something, because the power does not remain inactive. And what he now does will be determined by love, because God Himself has begotten a love spark into him, and therefore this love spark again urges to love work, and man will now also fulfill the divine love commandments. He will turn towards his neighbor. It will urge him inwardly to do good to him, because the love power in him wants to become active, as it is original law from eternity. Therefore the sin of the rejection of divine love was so serious that it brought about the fall of spirits, that the beings now became incapable of activity because the power out of God no longer flowed through them and they slowly hardened in themselves, therefore became completely lifeless. When now God Himself addresses men, He once sends them the knowledge about it, and for the other time He also gives them again the power with the supply of the word to be able to become active. But this is spiritual power, which also only has a spiritual effect. Work of love is spiritual work, but also the life power of man can be used for the acquiring of spiritual power when man's acting keeps to the will of God, when he does what God demands of him. When he carries out works of love, therefore not only uses his life power for the well-being of the body or for the increase of earthly goods, but when he makes an effort to fulfill the will of God, which demands, teaches love, then he will additionally be provided with spiritual power, and he will be able to put his will into action. He will use the power and be active according to God's will. He will work on his soul, which always only comes to maturity through work in unselfish neighborly love, for the purpose of which it dwells on earth. That is why the word from above is a gift of grace of inestimable value. God Himself radiates His love down to earth, and man only needs to open his heart willingly, i.e., he only needs to request power and favor from him with will turned towards God, then he opens his heart, and love can flow towards him unlimitedly. And this love will now drive him into activity. He will never ever let his earthly life pass by uselessly. He will fulfill the purpose of earthly life and change his nature into love himself, which is self-love in the beginning and shall change into unselfish neighborly love. Anyone who allows himself to be addressed directly by God will also receive strength directly from Him. His earthly life will not be an idle one, for he is now also united with God through his will turned towards Him. And every person should strive for this bond. He should first listen to His word and think about it, and if only his inner resistance has subsided, the word will also touch him and make him long for further address, and then it will also no longer remain without effect, and an activity of love. Even if only slight at first, will also set in, which, however, will soon increase because this results in the strength with which God has blessed His word. Therefore the divine word cannot remain ineffective. Unless the listener is still completely under the control of God's adversary, so that he senses neither the effect of strength nor any light, but then every effort to bring the human being to faith in God and in the strength of love is also hopeless. But where the resistance has already subsided, also the divine word, which is directly directed from above to earth, will have an obvious effect. It will change man in his nature. It will urge love, and love will have an effect again as strength and bring maturity to this soul for the purpose of which the human being walks across earth. He will reach his aim as soon as he only lets himself be touched by God's radiation, as soon as he listens to his word without resistance, moves it in his heart and lives accordingly. Then he will accomplish his change of nature, which is the purpose and aim of earthly life as a human being. Amen.